So this fall, we're moving into a time of reflecting. It's called Journey to the Heart of God, but what it's about is talking about relationship and the importance of relationship in our lives. And, you know, one of the things that I think coming back off sabbatical and having been away and coming back is just realizing how significant it is that we are a community together. Just how absolutely important that is. And if you listen to the scriptures this morning, love your neighbor as yourself. And in Paul in Philippians says, look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. And the interesting thing is if we're all looking out for each other, everybody's cared for, right? And that's the amazing thing that we do here as a congregation, is we come together. We're not just here for ourselves, we're here for each other. And sometimes we're the one that needs a word of hope. We need a word of comfort. Sometimes we're the person that can offer that. And it's all about being community together. And what we know that is in community is where we learn faith. In community is where we find rest. In community is where we need that word of hope. And boy, does our world need a word of hope right now? There is so much going on in climate, environment, in just how people are relating with each other. There needs to be a place where there's a word of hope, and that's what we do here. That's what's so amazing about the fact that we get here on Sunday mornings and take time to hear God's word, to let it be the story of our lives, and to be that word of hope for each other. And so through this fall, we're going to talk about what it means to be community, what it means to be that hope, that presence that encourages each other. We can't do it alone. We need each other. And so it is so significant that every one of you are here this morning. Now, as we were traveling, you know, it's interesting when you're on sabbatical, which is to be a time just to sort of let go of stress and that. And we learned some stuff about stress as we were traveling from travelers we met along the way.
I wonder if it's ever happened to you where you notice that the same message seems to be popping up, but in more than one way. Has that been your experience? At least once in your life, where something is showing itself to you and it's coming from different directions, but the message is quite similar. So, just in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, last month, let's say, that's been my experience. I've been kind of paying attention that three different people have been in conversation with me, and in each case, the message was similar. And these people come from different parts of the world. One from the Middle East, one from Edinburgh in Scotland, and one from Germany. All relatively, two of them are newcomers to Canada over the last decade or so, and one a longtime Canadian, but has been here, was not born here. And I don't know why, I think it was because we were having a conversation about our experience in Spain, and how we were always early for supper. Because restaurants don't open in Spain till 8:30 at night. And people don't eat until 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And families with little ones younger than your children are up at 11:30 midnight, walking, enjoying the warm temperatures, enjoying the company of each other. This culture is a culture that takes time to eat together, to spend family time together, and to holiday together. If you have any experience in Europe, you'll know that most Europeans are gone for the month of August. Not a good time to be tourists in Europe. Nobody's home. they're gone. Everybody goes on vacation. So I was, this is what I want to, you know, this fits my lifestyle really well. And it's not uncommon for us in our household to be having supper at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Poor mom tries phoning us and can never figure out when to phone us after supper.
Depends when we're being European or not. So, these three people listened to my experience of being on the continent of Europe. And then they said, we really have enjoyed our experience of Canada. Like, it has been the best move ever for our lives. There's no doubt about it. But you know what we miss? We miss intentional time to eat together. We miss intentional time to holiday together. We miss time walking together, spending time together with our children and with our partners. All three of them said, it seems like in Canada, all anybody ever talks about is work and money. And I had to sit with that and think, yeah, our values are very different. And then the larger, more settling question is, well, what is the cost of that? The cost is great. The cost is not having time to tend to our soul, to tend to our spirit, to tend to our relationships, to tend to the experience of breaking bread together and sharing time with a meal that gives our bodies long enough to digest it. Oh, yes. And to have the necessary glass of red wine to go with it. This is the European way. We all have our roots there, I think, for the most part. Right? So how do we embody? This is the question. You know, we're just starting to just pepper this a little bit and add a little spice because we're going for it this fall. In terms of what it means to be a community and to be absolutely intentional about taking care of each other in a way that we can find rest. Because what's going out there is stupid crazy. And it's not helping us. And here we are as a community that is absolutely, I believe, but I think if we consider this as a studio, we're using that word intentionally today. It's an odd word for many of us, I think. But what do you do in a studio? You practice. You hone your gifts. You hone and fine-tune the arts. And we are about a number of very special arts here. The art of caring, the art of loving, the art of praying, the art of cooking, the art of spending time together, the art of growing relationship, the art of building peace.
The art of including everybody, that no one is excluded, that there is nothing that can exclude anybody from God's love. And it is just so significant what we're doing here. And I think sometimes we just sort of bump along, we sort of go through the motions without realizing how essential what we do here is and how much we need each other to do it. So this fall, we're going to talk community, we're going to talk inclusive community, caring community, as we journey together to the heart of God in our relationship with God, which is what holds all of this together. Amen.
Amen.
So right now, we're going to commit to being that community in the studio of love. And I'm going to invite those for whom it's comfortable to stand to please stand. If not, but I want to invite everybody to sort of turn toward the center and look at each other. Now, this can feel really vulnerable, but we're here together, right? And this is a place to be vulnerable. It's a place where it's okay to have tears, and it's okay to just know that some of us are having a rougher time than others. And so we're going to look at each other as we make this commitment. And the other thing I invite you to do is to look around and find someone you're going to pray for this week. You don't have to know their name. You can just grab the image of their face or the color of the clothes they're wearing and think about them this week.
So I'm going to lead you in this ritual of learning together in this studio of love and inviting your hearts to be part of this experience we share together as a community of faith. I have some words to say. Your words are printed in boldface lettering, and that needs to, in my mind, come with some sense of both feet on the ground. We are gathered here in God's studio of love today, a studio we call High River United Church. By our presence here, we make a commitment to one another to encourage, to support, and to love one another. None of us can do this alone. We need each other. In relationship with God and with each other, we grow in faith and we become more loving versions of ourselves. And so I ask each of you, do you commit to being part of this studio of love?
I do, because God loved us first.
Awesome. Now, do you promise to learn to love God, to love neighbor, to love yourself and the earth, the whole earth, wholeheartedly, becoming a more loving version of yourself?
I do, because God loved us first.
Do you promise to encourage and support one another in love? And to pray for each other day by day.
I do, because God loved us first.
Having made these promises to one another, I invite us to sing the words that Jesus taught us about the way of love. So just remain standing, and Susan and I will lead you in the gestures for this song.
With all your heart.
Please be seated.